Now that we've spent some time going through the brachas before the Shema, after the Shema, pulling out themes that are specifically relevant to the situation that we find ourselves in, I think it's worth looking at the Amidah. I'll try and go in order. Can't always guarantee it because there might be ideas that are earlier on that we come to later. Doesn't matter. The point is that when we daven with our finger on the pulse, when we daven with our heart in the present, the situation as it is right now illuminates the words of our davening. We talk about Hashem being Somech Noflim, supports those that fall, Rofe Chaylim, heals the sick, Umatir Asurim. Hashem frees those who are in captivity, be they prisoners, be they hostages. Says the Sfas Emes, Asurim has a generic meaning. Mishu b'meitzar, someone who's in distress, v'tzayek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calls out to Hashem. Hashem frees him from his captivity. The Sfas Emes is referring to any type of captivity, whether it's a physical one, whether it's in your emotional world, your spiritual world. Because whenever we feel held back, we feel bound up, we feel helpless, we're unable to save ourselves. And therefore, there comes the saying, no atheist in a foxhole, we're in a situation we know we can't get out of it by ourselves. We call out to Hashem. Tzayek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an address to turn to. But it's any type of mitzvah that we find ourselves in, any type of distress. On a pneumistic level, when it comes to the Chassidish Svarim, Umatir Asurim, says the Pri Tzadik, the person shouldn't feel beholden to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah will hold us back. The Yetzirah will say, you're no good, you're worthless. What can you do already? Your mitzvahs aren't worth anything, they don't count. So why bother? Umatir Asurim. Any negative thinking that comes from the Yetzirah, Hashem can free us from that. On the other hand, the Balatanya says, the Yetzirah, which is the body, the guf, that need for physicality, can enslave us too. Can hold the soul in captivity. Not allow us to soar to the levels that we'd like to. Held back by our physical desires. Held captive by those natural urges. Umatir Asurim. Hashem allows us to free ourselves from the bonds of the Yetzirah, from the bonds of this physical world. To be able to interact with it as much as is necessary, but not be beholden to it. That's what it means. Hashem has all the power. Hashem has all the power. We do not need to be beholden to any external force. True freedom, through liberty, comes through the Torah, through allowing the neshama to dominate the body. True freedom is freedom of spirit. It's not about whether our bodies are free or not. It's whether our spirits are free. Umatir Asurim. In any situation, we can call out to Hashem, and He will free us.